From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mitch Leegan. Missourians voted yesterday on a slew of ballot initiatives. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on what these decisions mean for the state and the Missouri General Assembly.
Missourians legalized medical marijuana and backed a bid to raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2023. They also voted down a gas tax hike. Perhaps the most significant decision was passage of Clean Missouri, which includes a major overhaul of state legislative redistricting. Clean Missouri's Benjamin Singer says the initiative will ensure more competitive House and Senate elections.
Missourians are sick and tired of all the corruption and secrecy in Jefferson City, and we are ready to clean it up, and that's what we did tonight with Amendment 1.
But the fight over Clean Missouri may not be over. The GOP-controlled General Assembly could put something else on the ballot that could nullify the redistricting changes. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Columbia Missourian reports that voter turnout in Boone County was much higher than recent midterms. More than 70% of registered voters in Boone County hit the polls Tuesday, the highest local turnout for a midterm election in the past 30 years. Boone County Clerk Taylor Burks tweeted that more than 75,000 voters cast ballots, either in person or absentee. There are currently 107,600 registered voters in Boone County. Burks added that this beat 2006 for the highest midterm turnout in the last 30 years, when 66% of voters went to the polls. Missouri was one of two states to legalize medical marijuana last night, but those with cancer, HIV, and other serious ailments will likely have to wait until late next year to be able to obtain it. Missouri became the 31st state to approve medical cannabis when voters approved Amendment 2 last night. Utah was the other. Amendment 2 emphasized the value of medical marijuana for veterans, especially when dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. A 4% sales tax will go to the newly created Fund for Health and Care Services for Veterans. Amendment 2 requires the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services to begin accepting applications from patients by early June. The department must begin accepting applications for dispensaries by early August, and accept or reject those applications within 150 days of receiving them. Potential growers and manufacturers also must apply to the state health department. Missouri voters were sharply divided over the state of the nation as they cast ballots in the midterm election yesterday, according to the Associated Press's vote cast. About half of the state's voters said the country is on the right track, while the other half said it's headed the wrong way. The state's voters did agree on something, though. They didn't like the way Congress is doing its job. 73% said they disapprove. 6 in 10 Missouri voters said President Donald Trump influenced their vote, with half saying they voted to support Trump and the other half to oppose him. Nearly 7 in 10 Missouri voters said which party would hold control of Congress was very important as they considered their vote. I'm Mitch Leegan, KBIA News, Columbia.